This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And did you have a great weekend? Seriously. Hopefully you're ready for the fight. You are ready to see more FBI officials resign. We'll talk about that more in a little bit. And I do appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting, all that fun stuff. 855-REAL-JOE, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do there. Same thing, we have a Facebook feed going on. So you can do, you can head over there as well. Smarter people than I am at. Feed Kimberly Marin, hopefully, I think, if I can wake her up. She'll join me after the break. You know, some of you got the notice that the show was starting in a little bit here. I get the biggest kick out. How many, you know the old jokes, like, you know, how many, you know, whatever does it take to screw in a light bulb or do whatever. How many State of the Union addresses do we actually need? Think about what would happen, what they would say to the right if we had ditched any of Barack Obama's, or as I lovingly refer to him as ex-President Oblamo. What if we ditched any of his State of the Union addresses, right? What do you think would happen? See, I think the Dems are in a world of hurt right now. I think they're in a lot of trouble. And listen, I'm not putting this, you guys might do this, but I know a lot of good people in the party, in the Democrat Party, you know, rank and file, if you would. And they're just having a hard time believing their people would do this. We've been in the same situations at times as a party. But, I mean, you have got some of the most corrupt, and I mean corrupt, people in leadership in history. I mean, there was somebody today who said, oh, I love Maxine Waters. And when I said, why, you thought I drove a nail through their foot. So what has she done? Right. What has she done? Tell me something. She has passed, or she has put in three bills, and one was the name of post office. She's been in Congress for 107 years. She helped build the Capitol building. No, I'm just kidding. Keep your emails to yourself. I'm just having some fun. But truly, she's done nothing. Don't tell me about how she fought for women's rights. And, you know, I'm listening to this Dem tonight, Democratic strategist, fighting to defend Hillary Clinton for defending one of the people that were on her staff, her campaign staff, accused of sexual assault. This is nothing new. There was nothing. Nobody on my side of the aisle was surprised. No Republican I knew was surprised that Hillary Clinton was supporting or sticking up for a sexual assaulter. Nobody. But I love the people on the left saying, this doesn't erase everything she's done for women over the years. Well, what has she done? Seriously. Anyway, Maxine Waters will give her own dessert. You know what? It's almost worse not watching the State of the Union address, because this kind of comic relief you couldn't get anywhere else. So she won't be attending the State of the Union, and it follows that she won't be tuning in either, but she will be giving her very own national address following President Trump's annual speech as part of a post-State of the Union address analysis on Black entertainment television. Look, I have a lot of appreciation for Black entertainment television because they're actually putting somebody on that can entertain you. Maxine Waters will be very good at that. No, seriously. If you've got two brain cells to rub together, you will enjoy the comedy escapades of Maxine Waters. So BuzzFeed reports that the California Democrat who came unhinged most recently last week when calling for Trump to be impeached again over the insults, which is not an impeachable offense. Right? And, you know, they've done the same thing. The Democrats have got the same thing going on where they bring this impeachment thing up in front of Congress. They get their butts whipped. You know, 58, I think, last time voted to impeach. The rest voted not to. Last I checked, there were more than 58 Democrats in Congress. Now, according to BET representatives speaking on to the online magazines, Waters will focus her speech on building Black politics and the value of engagement across today's socio-political landscape. Waters has, of course, been one of President Trump's harshest and hardest critics. Now, I love this. I just love the fact. Now, she's going to be up there, and she's going to be talking about building Black politics. And then we'll have the women's groups up there talking about building women's politics. And then we'll have the gay and lesbian groups up there talking about building gay and lesbian politics. How about we do this? How about we just raise and build and groom good, solid Americans, no matter who they're sleeping with, no matter what color they are, no matter how tall or short or fat or thin they are? How about we do that? How about we just get some good, solid people, right, that have some decent moral values and some integrity, which we haven't seen in a long time? How about we do that? But I would love for some of you on the left to call me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, to call me and tell me why we have to focus on color and gender or non-gender. Now, who you're sleeping with, as opposed to integrity and moral value. I'm just asking. I'm Joe Messina, your host, your confused host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 855-715-7311, 855-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I can't stand it. I enjoy this way too much. I got to tell you guys, I really do. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. Lots you can do up there on the website. And I always have a lot of fun at this. I really do. Let me just bring her in because I can't stand it. I'm going to explode here. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. And, you know, just some of the most, we tackle some of the most ridiculous stories when we kick off the week. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Now, come on. All right, so I started off with Maxine Waters is having her own State of the Union address on BET television. And I said, you know, it's called Black Entertainment Television, and they couldn't find a better entertainer to try to tell us what the State of the Union is all about. I mean, you couldn't pay for this kind of comic relief, could you?
Get the popcorn out and get the alcohol ready, kids. It's going to be a freak show, free entertainment.
It's great. I love these people. So you kind of think of that and you go, okay, well, you know, it is the Democrats and they got to put up their side of it. But then it gets even better. Now the Hollywood celebrities have decided they're going to have their own State of the Union address, okay? So Mark Ruffalo and a bevy of other Hollywood fixtures, including director Michael Moore, The View's Whoopi Goldberg, Rosie Perez, Sex and the City, Cynthia Nixon, are all participating in a star-studded counter-event to President Trump's State of the Union. Because these are the group of people, right, that are such a representation of good moral family character and values that we should be looking up to. And whatever they say, you know, they are entertainers. They are, you know, multimillionaires. We should be listening to them now, shouldn't we?
Darn it. Are all these State of the Union responses going to be at the same time? Because I got to pick and choose. I have to live tweet one of them.
I know.
There's not even enough popcorn for this.
Yeah. Oh, this is like, you know, those nights years ago when you couldn't record anything, you know, before the DVRs. Maybe you don't remember that, but I do. And there'd be like two movies on at the same time that you wanted to watch. And you had to pick which was going to happen for you, you know?
Yep.
I loved it, though.
I think I do remember that.
But this is, come on. They're calling this the People's State of the Union. Is that a joke or what?
The People's State of the Union, really?
Oh, my God. Oh, and let me see. I don't know these people. Maybe you do. Now it looks like they've added to the list Wanda Sykes, Zoe Kravitz, Cynthia Nixon, Kathy Najimy.
Kathy Najimy was in, forget it, I'm going to screw it up. I think she was in the,
Sister Act.
Witches.
Oh, Sister Act. Really?
And, the witch one, too.
The witch one. She's the witch lady.
On the vacuum.
Oh, I don't like her anymore. That's okay. That's done. Rosie, I know. I'm going to get in trouble for that one, but it's okay. Andra Day and, God.
I don't know most of the people you mentioned, but I know some of them.
Yeah, I don't really. I mean, unless you get to the real old ones, like, what's her name? Whoopi Goldberg, Michael Moore, Rosie Perez. I mean, I know them. But you know what? Think about something. This is great. I mean, these people just come off of one of their own pat on the back events. You know, it's really funny about the amount of money that they spend telling each other how great each other is, right? I always get a kick out of that. These are the same people. Go ahead.
I was going to say, that's where all their awards come from. It's just a pat on the back for each other.
They probably call each other a week ahead of time and go, yeah, Frankie, you got the last award. This one should come to me, and here's what I want you to say about me, okay?
Yeah,
you know, that kind of stuff. I'm sure that's exactly what happens. But,
yeah, I'm pretty sure, too.
Can you tell? These guys have got me so riled up because I get the biggest kick out of the fact that these wonderful
idiots.
People, I'm trying to keep
idiots.
It clean. All right. Idiots is good, too. I mean, I can deal with that. But they have these awards, right? This is the most sexist, misogynistic bunch of vile hypocrites, probably on the face of the planet to a big degree, are out there patting each other on the back. They're giving awards to these hip-hop singers, guys, whatever, right? In that music, what are they talking about? They're talking about mistreating women. They're talking about, right? Right?
Oh, no. You're 100% right. They seem to think they have some moral high ground or there's some moral authority. Have they checked out the things they do? Have they checked out their own community within which they live, their gated community within which they live? I mean, give me a break. Well, some of the movies these people make, come on.
Well, how does somebody like a Beyonce, while grabbing her crotch, talk about how we should be treating women better? I mean, on stage, right? You need to have more respect for women. Well, is what you're doing respect? Because I'll go look for women who are doing that.
Yeah. I can't explain these people. I can't. You can't ask me to because I can't.
I just, somebody posted some of the words to some of these songs, some of the hip-hop and the rap music. And I'm looking at this stuff and I'm going, look, I have a hard time cleaning this up, repeating it on the air. And when you look at what they've done, what some of these people have done and what they write about, and then to come out and try to defend or call President Trump nasty names, who's, you know, this Big Sean person? He's a rapper of some kind.
Big Sean.
Huh? Big Sean.
I know, I hear you. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know who that is.
He was arrested in New York. Well, you're more hip than I am. I thought maybe you would know this person. He was arrested.
Well, I know some of them, but not that one.
He was arrested in New York for sexual abuse, unlawful imprisonment, forcibly touching a 17-year-old girl after a concert. Some of the charges were dropped. He accepted a guilty plea, and he's trying to tell us about how we should be treating women properly.
Wow.
You think he has a booklet out that I could read? Because apparently I don't understand.
Apparently he doesn't understand.
Oh.
That's the worst. Okay, so that's the worst part about the left is the horrifying hypocrisy. I mean, I don't know how they can look people with a straight in the face and say the things they do to them. Meanwhile, their people, their ilk or whatever, are doing exactly the opposite of what they expect everyone else to do.
It's like, I love telling the story about my stepdad grounding me for smoking. He was yelling at me because he caught me smoking while he had a cigarette in his fingers. So, anyway, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Kimberly's with us after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Always, like I said, I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. But let me bring her right back in because I always enjoy, well, sure, I should probably bring myself back first, don't you think? There you go. Hey, look, I'm new at all this, okay? Still very confusing to me, anyway.
Did you have a blonde moment?
Ooh, you're not hanging me with that one. I prefer to say I had a senior moment, okay?
Oh, you take that for, say that. You're right.
No, you can't. I can. You can't. Anyway.
You're my senior.
Ooh. Okay. All right, keep it up. Anyhow... Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. Okay, Kimberly Moran has just joined us. She was with us last segment, too. But we're talking about all this. I don't even know what to call it. I mean, this is lunacy, what they do in Hollywood. Is it not? I mean, they can't really. Somebody in that group has to say, I'm fighting here to find words to try to bring some, I don't know, sanity to these people. But I guess there's none to be found, is there?
No. Oh, my God, no. You can't. You know, and I was thinking about it a little while ago, too. Like, you know, they're having all these different, you know, responses to the State of the Union. And I'm like, are they just, they're never going to stop. And you know what? It doesn't even matter that it's Trump because they would be this loon if it was any other Republican, too, because that's how far gone the Democrat Party is and Democrats have become. They're just nuts.
Well, here's what I love.
I feel bad for good Democrats, like regular, normal, everyday Democrats that were, you know, like the party of JFK type Democrats.
Listen, I've got friends that are Democrats that are the party of JFK Democrats. They're sane people. Yeah.
Yeah. My in-laws were JFK Democrats. But you can bet they didn't vote for Hillary.
There you go. Oh, God.
They've just all gone off the deep end. The only thing I can say half the time anymore to them is up your meds. Literally, that's what I say, up your meds. Bernie Sanders tweeted something stupid out recently, and I said, have you been snorting Tide Pods again? Because
Did you hear about the baker that is now baking things that look like those little Tide Pods, their little cakes? And I'm thinking, okay, I kind of get the goofiness of it, but holy God, I mean, if somebody sees those, or some little kid sees someone eating those, that's going to make it even worse, isn't it?
Oh, that's just not a good idea.
I don't think he meant anything by it, but yeah, we got to thank people. So, you sent me this thing with Joy Villa?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, neither one of us
knows. I don't know these people. I don't watch television. I just finally
What's wrong with you? Are you
Thelma
weird?
And Louise. I just watched Thelma and Louise yesterday after how many years it's been out?
I have no idea. How long has that been around? 20 years?
I don't know, but it was a good movie.
Was it?
Yeah.
So Joy, apparently, she came out at the Grammys with a dress, a big white dress, with what looks like to be a, well, if you're on the left, so because I don't want them not to understand, Kimberly. So if you're on the left, okay, it's a fetus in a womb. If you're on the right, then it's a baby in a womb, just so you understand for clarity. And even it's funny because even the article calls it a fetus, but she's got a handbag that says Choose Life. And my God, I'm surprised they didn't throw it. She'll never work again in Hollywood, will she?
I don't know what she actually does, so I can't see. She's just in your face with it. She was the same woman who wore Make America Great Again dress to some other awards ceremony, like, you know, goofy Hollywood people.
The Grammys last year, too, yeah.
Oh, it was the Grammy. Okay, so she must be a singer. Sorry, I'm really, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the comments that she makes is that she gave a baby up for the reason she is pro-life, okay? And she said she gave up a baby when she was 21. She just wasn't ready to be a mother, so she gave it up for adoption. And
wow.
She chooses and supports adoption over abortion. And last week I was talking about this and I was thinking, do you ever even hear the word adoption again in these conversations?
Not when you're talking to pro-abortion people, no. No. Never.
Right. So if if the argument is non-health, if the argument is this baby's going to ruin my life, if the argument is I can't bring up this baby properly, then why not push for adoption?
Because they figure that carrying that baby for 9 months is just as bad as having it and then taking care of it.
Wow.
You got to remember, it's not a baby to them. The abortion crowd dehumanizes the future human that a man and woman create, whether intentionally or not. That's what happens when you have intercourse, or can happen, and they have to dehumanize it because they don't want women to really, really grasp the concept that they're ending a future human life.
Yeah,
so.
I agree with you. We use two totally different dictionaries. I think theirs was written on Venus somewhere. And she's 26 years old, and she says she's thrilled so far at what President Trump is doing. She says, I love what he's doing. Unemployment is down. She said, I'm totally for President Trump, and it's only been a year. And you know those lefties were ready to explode when they heard her giving her little interview. I wonder if they're going to invite her back next year.
What are the odds?
Oh, God. All right. Let's get to the FBI stuff. I know how excited you are about that. So the House Intel voted to release the controversial surveillance memo. There's only 4 pages. I know you and I are taking a little bit of a different tack on this, but I got to tell you, I'm looking at this and watching the Dems go crazy. They've got to be petrified. I mean, they must feel that there's something in there that's really going to either nail them or make them look bad or just ruin next year's election for them. But they've already done that for themselves. What do you think?
I think it's going to be just like everything else, a big nothing burger. I am, you know what? Everybody gets all excited about, oh, this is coming out, or that's coming out, or even Russian collusion, or this and that. Nothing ever happens to anyone. If someone gets fired, oh, they still get their pension. It's ridiculous. The political class is making a joke of all of us. Because nothing ever happens to these people. And we've talked about this before. You and I and everyone listening to this show would be in prison for even a quarter of the things that Hillary Clinton did. Or even Comey.
Yeah, but, no, you're right.
But nope, they're all going to walk because they're the political class and we're just the nothing burger class.
Well, I would say the same thing, though. Who? This is for years. You and I have been talking about this. Who is going to put handcuffs on Hillary Clinton and walk her out of that building? Any building to speak of. I mean, who is really going to do that?
Well, I would volunteer to do it.
Okay, there's plenty of people. You'd have to get lined up behind probably about 81 million people to do that. But my point is, people there in Washington, there's very few of those people that are going to get in line. That if you said to them, okay, here's the warrant, you got to go get her, they'd be looking at you going, oh, no, you're not sending me in there to do that. Right? I don't want to be number 29 that we know of.
Yeah. Well, and that's probably right. But it's because they don't have cojones against each other and to actually drain the swamp.
Yeah.
Even though we're demanding it. They don't do it. Either side. It's both sides. It's not just one over the other.
No,
it's both
that.
Sides. I mean, why is Debbie Wasserman Schultz still not being put up on investigated because of her little IT buddy?
Yeah.
That's still not out there.
No. And that's kind of sitting in the background, burning on a back burner somewhere. We need to, you know, deal with that. There's a lot of stuff going on. But I want to come back to, you know, you talk about draining the swamp. I mean, do you think that Trump actually realized how, well, we got to go for commercial. But do you think that Trump, when we come back, I want you to answer, did he really understand how deep and how many tentacles the swamp had in it? I'm Joe Messina, your host, hosting The Real Side on GCN Live. Kimberly will have to chew on her tongue till the next segment to answer that one. We'll be right back.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea, your best defense.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You can head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, buy my book, get involved in the conversation. Just do something, will you, please? Kimberly Moran joins me, and she does every week to kind of get things rolling here and hit all the stories that you hear very few of them. I mean, the normal stuff we hit is great, but we do some of the whack stuff, too, which I very, very much enjoy. I don't know about her. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Always. In your neck of the woods, what was the temperature like today?
I don't even know. It wasn't that cold, though.
Really? Well, then,
yeah.
That stinks. That takes, like, the wind out of my sails.
We're supposed to get snow tomorrow, though.
Oh, good.
Does that make you feel better?
Much better. Thank you. Anyhow, because it was like, in downtown L.A. today, it was 93 degrees at, like, 2.
Oh, my right? God. Right, so, now it's 29 degrees.
All right. Good for you. That's right. I think it's 71 out here right now, but that's okay. I can deal with that. So, I had to. I'm sorry. For all my East Coast friends that make fun of me for living in California, you know what? I could walk around in shorts today. And you? So Nancy Pelosi is saying that she's going to bring those undocumented Americans to the State of the Union address to show Trump who he's throwing out, right? You and I almost in unison said at the same time, what was it we said? I can't remember now.
Arrest them. I mean, so I don't understand. I really, truly don't understand the point Democrats are trying to make. Basically, what they're saying is, we choose illegals over Americans and legal immigrants who are here, and we are going to hold up the government, and we are going to choose these people over the rest of you who were actually being paid to represent, who were elected to represent. But these people that aren't supposed to be in this country, yeah, no, we're with them.
Well, I love it. You know what? Does it? Here's my question for some of my Democrat friends who love to argue with me about this stuff. The law is the law is the law. So if they're here illegally and it's an arrestable offense, just because they're standing next to Nancy Pelosi, does that make it okay?
Apparently, well, she should probably be arrested for just being a lunatic, but that's a different story. I don't know if you can arrest people for that.
I wish. You can only hope.
It's just... I don't understand. Like, so remember they did the shutdown, right? They got slammed so hard for that. It only lasted a couple days because they were getting beat up for choosing illegals. Shut down the government because they chose illegals over Americans. Now, their priority is supposed to be first and foremost American citizens. That includes illegal immigrants. That includes anybody that's here that is legally here.
But they won't use that term. They won't call them illegals. They're undocumented.
Yeah, I'm
just saying. I'm just saying.
I gotta watch my mouth.
Yes, you do. No, but when you come on, Kimberly, you know as well as I do is that when you know, one of the things they teach you, you know, you call something the way it is so that your mind starts changing the way it's thinking. They have been calling these people undocumented citizens for so long, they don't know what else. And so they truly believe that they belong here. Listen, when you see them doing the interviews, right, and they say, so you're putting illegals ahead of Americans, and these electeds will always say the same thing. No, I'm sticking up for our community. I'm sticking up for people who live in our community. Well, that includes illegals, but they won't use the term.
No, and, you know, I actually had some guy, I thought it was one of the dumbest comments I've ever heard. We were talking about DACA, and he's like, DACA people were never illegals, ever. I'm like,
okay.
Buddy, I hate to tell you, I don't know who lied to you, but that's just not true. I think... What they're doing now is why Trump was elected. It's one of the reasons.
Oh, yeah. That's why I say stop. Keep encouraging them. I'd even lie to them and say, hey, you know what? I'm kind of getting what you're saying. Keep it up because you might change my mind. I want them to go to the wall sticking up for DACA, sticking up for illegals. I want them to beat their brains out on this. Because it's what's going to cause them to lose again. Because those people in middle America right now, guess what? They're having an easier time putting food on their table. They're having an easier time taking care of their family. Those 83,000 coal workers who lost their jobs, guess what they're able to do now? They're able to feed their family again. What a terrible thing, isn't it?
You know, it's. I just don't understand. I know what they want to do. They want to get more votes out of it, because if they really cared about illegals in 2009, when they held all the power, including a 60 Democrat majority in the Senate, they would have granted amnesty for all illegals, because they could have. They had the people, the votes to do it. They didn't do it. So Democrats cared so much about illegals. Why didn't they help them then?
Don't you love when you throw that up to them? What are they don't even answer you. They look at you like a deer stuck in a headlamps, right? And they don't have an answer for you. They have no comeback. They have nothing. And you just look at them saying, this isn't hard. This isn't hard to figure out. You know?
I get some on the left mad at Democrats for it.
Because they should. Well, that's the other thing, too. It's really funny when you hear them talk about, you know, DACA and all this. And you'll hear the Democratic strategist say, well, we're really, you know, there's a lot of Republicans who feel this isn't right either. No, But they feel it isn't right for totally different reasons than you do. They don't want right. more in here. Like the one Democrats or the Democrat mantra that the wall won't work. We don't believe in a wall, and we don't want to spend $25 billion on a wall. We'd rather spend the $99 billion a year it takes to take care of the illegals, right? Oh, that makes sense.
The whole thing, again, it's the political class that has long forgotten about the actual people. We, the people. It's about what they want. It's about how they can stay in power. It's about how they can keep us divided so we don't unite together to stand up against them. That's what this is about. Long ago, we, the people, were forgotten about. Way before Obama got into office. Long before that.
I think they don't care anymore.
What we think.
That's exactly. I just said that. I said I just think that they don't care anymore. Period.
No, they don't.
Yep.
Look, Trump is already talking about caving on this.
I don't. You know what? I don't know about
I
that.
Don't know what's gonna happen
and I'll tell you why I don't know about that. Here he is. They're sticking their foot in this big time. Even though he said, yeah, sure, I'll take on 1.8 million. There's going to be some negotiating going on. And I think the fact of the matter is he's throwing it at them. What are they going to do? They're actually balking at that. They don't even want that. I mean, seriously.
No.
Their own team has to be sitting there going, what are they doing?
Right?
Right.
We're not going to build the wall. You just got to. But the thing is, I mean, they can't give these people instant citizenship. They can't do that.
No, but he's not talking about instant citizenship. You know that, right?
No, I haven't. The story keeps changing. I don't even know what the plan
is. He's not talking about instant citizenship. It would take even the DACA people about 10 years to truly get their citizenship. If they're clean, the Reader's Digest version, if they're clean, there's no major issues, they'll get a green card to be here. And then if they don't screw up, they can get their citizenship. But that's the other thing. What's wrong with legal residency? If people are clean and doing things the right way, they don't have to be citizens. They could be legal residents.
Who can't vote.
Bingo. Well, in California, they don't care. You got a heartbeat, you can vote. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, because you've got a moonbeam for a governor.
Oh, the loon coming up after him is going to make him look like a Boy Scout for the right. Seriously.
Oh, my God. Gavin Newsom?
You've heard.
I comment on his Facebook page often.
Oh.
He's out of his mind. He's seriously out of his mind. I don't even know. I can't.
Does it to you too?
I just can't even. Hey. You guys need to flee.
Yeah. Right. There you go.
I will help you move to Texas or somewhere.
We'll throw everything in a truck and go. Hey, tell people where they can find your writing.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, Granite Rock, and you can find me on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
When we come back, I'm going to have a field day, guys. I can't say we're going to talk about we're going to talk about the FBI, the DOJ. We're going to talk about the Democratic strategist. I actually like this guy. It's too bad because I'm on Newsmax with him a lot. But he said that by coming at the DACA kids, people, whatever, it's the equivalent to the Trail of Tears back in the 1830s. So he was drinking before he went on the show, or he's really that ignorant. I'd like to believe that he really wasn't that ignorant, because I like the guy. And then we're going to find out why liberals have now branded the New York Times as a white supremacist paper. But when you find out why, you're really going to just start shaking your head. Hey, I'm Joe, senior host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. A lot coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. Heat up your coffee. I'm not going to encourage you to drink. You may need some. But I'm not going to encourage you. We'll be back in a few minutes.